Final cut. Mr. Freeman is refusing to hand his grades in on time. They should have been in 4 days before the end of school, but he didn't see the sense in that. So I'm staying after school on the very, very last day for one last try at getting my tree right. Mr. Freeman is covering the grade wall with a mural. He hasn't touched the line with my name, but he eliminated everything else with a roller brush and fast-drying white paint. He hums as he mixes colors on his palette. He wants to paint a sunrise. Summer vacation voices bubble through the open window. School is nearly over. The hall echoes with slamming lockers and shrieks of, "I'm gonna miss you, got my number?" I turn up the radio. My tree is definitely breathing. Little shallow breaths, like it just shot up through the ground this morning. This one is not perfectly symmetrical. The bark is rough. I try to make it look as if initials had been carved in it a long time ago. One of the lower branches is sick. If this tree really lives someplace, that branch better drop soon so it doesn't kill the whole thing. Roots knob out of the ground, and the crown reaches for the sun, tall and healthy. The new growth is the best part. Lilac flows through the open windows with a few lazy bees. I carve, and Mr. Freeman mixes orange and red to get the right